Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards third. Peters catches it and steps on third to double up Gutteridge. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts for an out with unknown description. Desodles moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desodles scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Heath reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco bunts for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux bunts for an out with unknown description. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desodles strikes out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts for an out with unknown description. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.